This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. The biofuels industry is beginning to look ahead to 2025 and the new administration taking over leadership in Washington, D.C. We will hear more from the Renewable Fuels Association next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President for Government and Public Affairs, Troy Bredenkamp, says President-elect Trump has a record on year-round E15 despite the courts blocking his earlier executive order.
He has supported year-round E15 from the start, so we're certainly going to urge him in the months ahead to work with Congress. You know, it can't be an executive order solution this time. It's going to have to be a legislative solution.
The Biden EPA approved summertime E15, but only in 8 Midwestern states beginning next year. Separately, Bredenkamp expects the president-elect to upend another rule, one that Trump considers an electric vehicle mandate.
I think that the new Trump administration will make every effort to pull back that EPA tailpipe emissions. And we're right in the middle of that as well. We're in that lawsuit because we see that rule as going too far. And it really represents a de facto EV mandate.
And then there's the delayed 45Z tax credit, critical to the promising new sustainable aviation fuel market.
Obviously, that's something that has been last on the list for the Biden administration to get done. We don't even have proposed guidance yet. So that's going to be one that I think is going to have a pretty extensive delay.
RFA's Bredenkamp expects the final 45Z tax credit rule to be simpler, unbundling and adding climate-smart farming practices. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.